In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Who are the people who were drawing near to Jesus in this scripture reading this morning? Who are the people who are drawing near to Jesus? Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And who are those who were so upset with Jesus and were murmuring and saying, what kind of a man could this be? He receives sinners and he eats with them. Who are those people?
Religious leaders.
They were the Pharisees, yes, and the scribes, the religious leaders of the Jews. So Jesus told a parable about people who were lost. By the way, were the sinners lost? Were the tax collectors lost people? Yes, they were lost. Jesus didn't say, oh, don't worry about everybody is fine. Don't worry about anybody. Is that what Jesus said? Did Jesus say, that's the problem, you Pharisees? You judge people. You say those are sinners. Jesus agrees with them, they're sinners. But the problem is, what were the Pharisees doing? And what are we doing when we see sinners, when we see people who are not living the life that we're called to live before God? It's so easy for us to condemn them. It's so easy for us to judge. And how does that make me feel when I can judge someone else and say, man, is that lady ever a sinner? That kind of makes me feel just a little bit better, doesn't it, that I'm not like that. You know, when I was in college, one of my best friends, he was a friend that I'd never had a friend like I did with Doug Spearman. He and I were just so close. We were like, yeah, very close. And I remember him saying to me, you know, Jesus said there's that parable he talked about, the Pharisee and the publican. I guess that wasn't a parable. But the Pharisee was saying, oh God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, these sinners, and like that tax collector. And that. Thank you, Lord. I fast. I'm faithful with all the religious observances of the church. Again, I thank you, I'm not like that man. I remember Doug saying to me, you know, there is a place in the Christian life, though, for looking at and seeing people who have fallen in sin and living a sinful life and saying, Lord, but by the grace of God, there am I. I thank you that I'm not living that life, but it's only by your grace. We're called to live a righteous life. And when we see sinners, we shouldn't feel more righteous, but we ought to feel compassion. And first of all, thank God that we are sinners whom Jesus came to seek and to save. May we have that same kind of spirit in which we check that judgmentalism, and instead, when we see someone who is living a life of sin, have compassion. And pray fervently that God will bring sinners to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.